Article BDSM from Wikipedia, www.en.wikipedia.org/wiki/BDSM. Recorded April 3rd, 2007. Read by Dalai Lama.
Engineered by Thorn Daddy.
BDSM is any of a number of related patterns of human sexual behavior. The major subgroupings are described in the abbreviation BDSM itself. Bondage and Discipline, BND. Domination and Submission, DNS. Sadism and Masochism, or Sadomasochism, S&M. Many of the specific practices in BDSM are those which, if performed in neutral or non-sexual contexts, could be considered unpleasant, undesirable, or abusive. For example, while pain, physical restraint, and servitude are traditionally inflicted on persons against their will and to their detriment, in BDSM, these activities are engaged in with the mutual consent of the participants and typically for mutual enjoyment. Any consent may or may not amount to legal consent and represent a defense to criminal liability for any injuries caused. This emphasis on informed consent and safety is also known as SSC, safe, sane, and consensual, though others prefer the term RACK, R-A-C-K, risk-aware consensual kink, believing that it places more emphasis on acknowledging the fact that all activities are potentially risky. There is discussion and dispute about the meaning or intent of the terms, but in essence, both terms refer to all participants acknowledging and accepting some level of risk. BDSM may or may not involve sex of any kind. BDSM may or may not involve sexual role-playing. How dominant or submissive a person may be in their regular life does not necessarily indicate which role they will play in a scene. Some BDSM players are polyamorous or sexually monogamous but engage in non-sexual play with others. A couple may engage in BDSM sexuality with an otherwise non-dominant submissive relationship dynamic. An image accompanies this section of the article with the caption, "A collar is a common symbol in BDSM." A second image with the caption, "Female bottom in bondage with leather monoglove," is also shown. Contents. 1. Physiology. 2. Various practices. 3. Roles. 3.1. Dominant behavior. 3.2. Submissive behavior. 3.3. Tops and bottoms. 3.4. Switching. 4. Safety. 4.1. Conflict resolution. 5. History. 6. Etymology. 7. Formal perspectives. 7.1. Legality. 7.2. Psychiatric view. 8. See also. 8.1. Associated topics. 8.2. Lists. 8.3. Publishers, fiction and nonfiction. 8.4. Support groups. 8.5. Movies. 9. Literature. 10. References and further reading. 11. External links. A list of BDSM practices ends this article. Section 1. Physiology. On a physical level, BDSM sensation play often involves inflicting pain, even if without actual injury. This releases endorphins, creating a sensation somewhat like runner's high or the afterglow of orgasm, sometimes called subspace, which many find enjoyable. Some use the term body stress to describe this physiological sensation. More eloquently, The philosopher Edmund Burke defines the sensation of pleasure derived from pain by the word sublime. The regions of the brain that manage sexual stimuli and pain overlap, resulting in some individuals associating pain with sexual pleasure as the neurological reactions are intertwined. Section 2. Various practices. BDSM may encompass the following practices: erotic spanking, bastinado, flagellation such as flogging, see cat o' nine tails, whipping, see bull whip, paddling, breast bondage and breast-oriented BDSM, sensory deprivation, movement restriction, scatological humiliation, suspension, sensation play, i.e., the use of such objects as fur, ice, Wartenberg wheels, TENS devices, etc. to induce desired sensations in the bottom. Medical submission, i.e., a submissive partner that submits to medical procedures which may or may not be humiliating and/or painful. BDSM activities are practiced by people of all sexualities. Many practice their BDSM activities exclusively in private and do not share their predilections with others. Others socialize with other BDSM practitioners. One relatively new phenomenon is the practice of BDSM within the MMO Red Light Center, in which users of the virtual reality software make use of avatars in the fully equipped dungeon and BDSM rooms to practice the activities on other live users in a virtual way. The BDSM community can be regarded as a subculture within mainstream society. Being involved in a local BDSM community is referred to as being in the lifestyle. There are BDSM communities with varying degrees of organization in all parts of the world. Large cities and small towns alike have organizations where BDSM participants meet to learn, share, and practice. These groups are often underground and can be hard to find, but as society becomes more and more accepting, the groups are coming out of the closet. In the United States, some of these communities have even applied for and been granted 501c status as educational and community support groups. A 1990 Kinsey Institute report stated that 5% to 10% of Americans occasionally engage in sexual activities related to BDSM. This was based on the 1983 Playboy Reader's Sex Survey by Walter Lowe. There has been an explosive growth in the BDSM community since the 1983 study, which raises the possibility that the 1983 figures are unrepresentative of current behavior. Citation needed. Images accompanying this section are captioned: Demonstration of Caning at the Folsom Street Fair 2004 in San Francisco, and Strappado Bondage, and Pony Girl Ivy Pulling the Cart Pet Play at the Folsom Street Fair 2005. Section 3. Roles. In some kinds of BDSM play, the top, usually a dominant partner, applies sensation to the bottom, usually a submissive partner, by spanking, slapping, pinching, stroking, or scratching with fingernails, or using implements like straps, whips, paddles, canes, knives, hot wax, ice, clothespins, bamboo skewers, etc. The sensation of being bound with rope, chains, straps, cling wrap, handcuffs, or other materials can also be part of the experience. The tools of BDSM play encompass a wide variety of items, from specifically designed implements to ordinary household items, known as pervertibles. Various images accompany this section and are captioned: three floggers, and a riding crop, and wax play, a back covered with colored waxes. A pleasurable BDSM experience is thought to depend greatly upon a competent top and the bottom attaining the correct state of mind. Trust and sexual arousal help a person prepare for the intense sensation. Some have even gone so far as to compare adept BDSM play to musical composition and performance, each sensation like a musical note. Likewise, different sensations are combined in different ways to produce the total experience. Some sensations may be equated to different levels of bodywork and may have the same end result of causing emotional releases and other physical and psychological experiences. This experience is the motivation for many in the BDSM community, but is not the only motivating factor. Indeed, a strong minority of BDSM participants, especially submissives, may well participate in a scene that they do not derive any physical pleasure from. This is done in order to provide their dominant master or mistress with an opportunity to indulge their desires or fetishes. Section 3.1. Dominant Behavior. A dominant person enjoys controlling a submissive person. Reasons for this are said to include demonstrating skill and power, having ownership of another person, and being the object of affection and devotion. Domination may be the fashion in which the dominant feels most comfortable expressing and/or receiving affection. Service-oriented dominance would add that it is obviously useful to have the resources and abilities of another human at their disposal. In addition, many fantasies involve the reversal of traditional roles or constraints, so that men or women who traditionally have powerful roles in contemporary culture may wish to experience submissive roles, while others who normally are responsible for enforcing traditional morality may wish to experience situations where such limitations do not exist. Of course, other known possible motives remain to be considered, including pleasure taken not only in sheer power, but in the suffering of others, which is called sadism, thrill-seeking and risk-taking, and self-destructiveness. That is why many in the BDSM community are concerned with establishing the motivations of those involved in an encounter and advise caution in making BDSM connections. Some dominants and sadists say they are motivated by the desire to give masochists the pain and pleasure desired by them. Thus, the sadist is a pleasure giver and not one primarily seeking gratification from the suffering of others. Section 3.2. Submissive Behavior. A submissive person is one who, of their own free will, seeks to submit to another. Submission, by nature, is a twofold phenomena that expresses itself through power. Submissives, no matter what walks of life they may come from, all share the desire to relinquish power to another individual. Their reasons are varied. Some may find the relinquishment of responsibility to another paradoxically liberating. Yet the paradox between freedom and entrapment is also expressed through the power exchange between dominant and submissive. Though submitting, it is this very submission they desire. Though dominants push their submissives' boundaries, submissives have the power to end play when it progresses too far. This concept is embodied within the safe word. Thus, submissives have varied reasons for their actions, and their sexual role in the realm of BDSM often has no real correlation with who they are outside of play. Precisely who holds the power within the relationship is debatable. It is therefore arguable that despite outward appearances of dominance and submission, a DS relationship has as much equality between partners as any vanilla relationship. Section 3.3. Tops and Bottoms. In BDSM, a top is a partner who takes the role of giver in such acts as bondage, flogging, humiliation, or servitude. The top performs acts such as these upon the bottom, who is the person receiving for the duration of a scene, although it is easy to assume that a top is dominant and a bottom is submissive, it is not necessarily so. The top is sometimes the partner who is following instructions, i.e., he tops when and in the manner requested by the bottom. A person who applies sensation or control to a bottom but does so at the bottom's explicit instructions is a service top. Contrast the service top with the pure dominant, who might give orders to a submissive or otherwise employ physical or psychological techniques of control, but might instruct the submissive to perform the act on him or her. The same goes for bottoms and submissives. At one end of the continuum is a submissive who enjoys taking orders from a dominant but does not receive any physical stimulation. At the other is a bottom who enjoys the intense physical and psychological stimulation but does not submit to the person delivering them. It should be noted that the bottom is most often the partner who is giving instructions. The top typically tops when and in the manner requested by the bottom. However, there is a purist school of BDSM for whom such topping from the bottom is incompatible with the retention of high ethical standards in the relationship wherein BDSM is practiced. Within a sadomasochistic context, submissive is only roughly synonymous with bottom. Others opine that a submissive is specifically pursuing a dominant-submissive power exchange as a key element, whereas a bottom may or may not be interested or even willing to engage in that exchange. For the latter, some have proposed the pitcher and catcher, borrowed from baseball terminology, as more neutral terminology, with the pitcher delivering the sensation, the instruction, etc., and the catcher receiving what is pitched. These are in contrast to the term slave, which is a situation where the submissive in a TPE or total power exchange relationship gives up all control to their dominant, not just for a scene, but for a 24/7 continuing relationship. Section 3.4. Switching. Some practitioners of BDSM enjoy switching, playing both dominant and submissive roles, either during a single scene or taking on different roles at different occasions with different partners. A switch will be the top on some occasions and the bottom on other occasions. A switch may be in a relationship with someone of the same primary orientation, two dominants, say. So switching provides each partner with an opportunity to realize his or her unsatisfied BDSM desires with others. Some individuals may switch, but may not identify as a switch because they do so infrequently or only under certain circumstances. Sometimes individuals switch in just physical roles, top and bottom, and sometimes individuals may switch completely in emotional roles, dominant and submissive, as well. Some switches only switch from relationship to relationship and will stay in that role for the duration of the relationship. Section 4. Safety. This article or section does not adequately cite its references or sources. Please help improve this article by adding citations to reliable sources. This article has been tagged since July 2006. Some BDSM activities may be potentially dangerous if appropriate precautions are not taken. In particular, it is sometimes the practice that the submissive will complain of suffering or beg the dominant to stop, and that this will be ignored by the dominant. Therefore, one aspect to ensure safety is to agree upon a safe word. If the dominant and submissive are in a scene that causes unacceptable discomfort, physical or mental, for the submissive, a safe word can be uttered to warn the dominant of trouble and immediately call for a stop to the scene. Sometimes BDSM may involve a simulation or role play of rape or other non-consensual acts. A dominant and a submissive may choose to pretend that the submissive is being raped or otherwise forced to do something unwillingly. Therefore, words like no or stop are inappropriate as safe words because a submissive playing the role of a victim would say these words as part of the scenario. The ideal safe word is a word or brief phrase, such as red light, that normally would not be spoken during a sadomasochistic act, and which therefore calls attention to itself by its own incongruity. Some people in BDSM use multiple levels of safe words. For example, the safe word green to increase the intensity, pressure, force. Yellow would be employed to indicate You're approaching an intensity or an activity that I don't wish to experience. Please do not continue this scene further in this direction, or do not increase the intensity. Well, the safe word red would mean, stop this and release me now. The stoplight safe word mechanism is the most common one found in the BDSM community, and as such is universally recognized, causing less potential confusion than some random safe word might. In situations where the submissive's mouth is gagged, or the submissive is otherwise incapable of speaking without violating the fetish scenario, a nonverbal signal is used instead of a safe word. Typically, this might be the clenching and unclenching of one or both fists, the dropping of a bell or ball, snapping of the fingers, or uttering three loud grunts in quick succession. It is possible that a dominant may ignore a safe word. A dominant who acquires a reputation for ignoring safe words will experience increasing difficulty finding BDSM partners. Some partners may not use a safe word, as the submissive may have full faith that the dominant can be totally trusted. This concept is debated regularly amongst people in the BDSM lifestyle, and observers will find a variety of opinions. Within the subculture and community in a lifestyle based on trust, a person who is not known or not trusted does not easily find partners. Adequate care is prudent in bondage to ensure safety from injury. It is wise to invest in first aid training for all involved parties. For activities involving bodily fluids, hygienic precautions should be duly considered for avoiding the spread of sexually transmitted diseases or blood-borne viruses. Section 4.1. Conflict Resolution. In any geographical, or perhaps electronic, community of BDSM practitioners, there are bound to be the occasional disputes over the safety, skills, or basic honesty and intention of the participants. These tend to arise from miscommunications, unexpressed assumptions, inexperience, or actual mistakes made by the parties involved, especially with an area of sexuality which may or may not be legal according to the letter of the law. These incidents will often bring up the question of community self-policing of its members. Since so many of the interactions are one-on-one, unobserved by third parties, and of an intimate nature, a conflict or dispute may lead to he said, she said types of interactions. Many communities have developed conflict resolution committees to help mediate such situations.